Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fast and reliable internet for your business at Commander. Visit commander.com.au for more. It's time to unleash you at Kangan Institute. Enroll now. kangan.edu.au. RTO 3077.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
It's less about how people respond today, and it's all about how people respond in 10 years. And when they see the impact that we're having on this game together, there'll be a lot of smiles on people's faces, and there'll be a lot more people playing this game all over the world. And if you're a young player that wants to get to the highest level of the game today, you'll be more inspired than you've ever been before.
PGA CEO Jay Monahan on the fans' reaction and the merger between the LIV Golf and the PGA Tour. The merger was pretty much inevitable. The Saudi money was too big, so LIV was never going to fail, but most thought the war might last a little longer than this. Big surprise that it ended today. Sammy Edmonds been good enough to join us to give us the latest on that and a heap of other stuff for a McCafe coffee catch-up. McCafe celebrating 30 years of coffee that is well and truly fit for an Aussie. Welcome here, Sammy. Great to have you on.
Dwayne, great to be with you on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm not sure what's more difficult than selling ice to the Eskimos, but I think that's what Jay Monahan has in front of him at the moment, because I tell you, a lot of shock has turned to anger overnight and this morning. So 1 year, or barely a year, since the first LIV Golf Series and the unprecedented disruption to men's golf started, Dwayne. The PGA Tour and the DP World Tour, of course, formerly the European Tour, have unbelievably agreed to merge with the Saudi Arabian-backed circuit. So all the litigation, all the bit of legal action seemingly just wiped off the table. This is a deal struck in incredible secrecy. Players in the dark, Greg Norman in the dark, and the wider world of golf shocked given the events of the past 12 months. So a quick refresher course, you know, the PGA were an immediate, they were a sworn enemy of LIV. LIV poached some of their best players, as we know, and as the breakaway comp, that they were viewed by the PGA as a threat to their very existence. There was enormous friction between the two tours in the boardrooms and on the fairways, a heck of a lot of animosity, and yet PGA Chief Jay Monahan, who we just heard from out of the break there, Dwayne, overnight, he called this an historic day for the game, that the PGA and the DP World Tour and LIV will now merge into a yet-to-be-named entity. In fact, not only will they merge, but they've agreed that Yasser Al-Ramayan, the governor of the Saudi Public Investment Fund, will in fact be the chairman of the new organisation. For now, Monahan will be the CEO. The question is, will he be able to hang on to that position? Because the player meeting that they had earlier on today, Dwayne, reportedly very, very tense. Reported that he was called a hypocrite, a standing ovation even, supposedly, when one player called for him to resign. So he's under all sorts of pressure to hold his position at the moment.
So LIV just became too successful, didn't it? The ridiculously popular and entertaining golf format that it was, and they got, you know, quite a few of the big players, kind of made the, as I mentioned earlier, the merger seem like it was inevitable, given the PGA was almost playing second banana, which would have upset them. But it is phenomenal that it happened so quick and in this fashion. So what's the long term? What's it going to mean? Will every player now just play and they'll sort of mop up the spillage and we'll all be unified together in a couple of weeks and it'll be forgotten? Is that what's happening?
It's impossible to answer. I mean, there were so many questions and so few answers at the moment. And it's hard not to look at it and just know that money has been the be-all and end-all with this decision. You know, Norman, the figurehead and the face of LIV Golf, indeed, its CEO prior to this, you know, wasn't even mentioned. I mean, is his work done? Is he happy to be phased out? Is he not? Or was he just simply frozen out of the decision? And what happens to him? So Monahan's gone from banning 17 players for competing in LIV Golf, Dwayne, and as he says, protecting the game and its fans, to turning around and saying, I'm applauding the LIV backer Al-Ramayan for his vision and collaborative and forward-thinking approach. It's the biggest 180 in world sport. So there's a lot of anger, as I say, towards Jay Monahan, and it is impossible not to think of guys like Rory McIlroy, who had been sold out, or has been sold out now, by the exact thing that he was defending. And then the other players with smaller wallets who stayed and turned their backs on the money, how would they be feeling now? I mean, it's absolutely brutal.
It's a little bit different for, you know, I suppose, well, I shouldn't say this. I don't know what it's like to have Tiger Woods' money, but I presume when you've got more millions than you can spend, it's probably not such a big deal if you could have had another $100 million to spend. But Yeah, I get what you're saying on those that are on the lesser scale and how big this is for them, for them to have said no on their principles. And guess where we are a few months down the track. What does it mean for the Adelaide event, do you think, Sammy? Will we still have it?
That's a very good question. They did sign a three-year commitment, didn't they, on the proviso that LIV would have an event over there every year, and it was a spectacular success, as we saw earlier on this year. Look, I'm not sure, Dwayne. I saw the South Australian Premier, Peter Malinauskas, on morning television this morning. I imagine he's searching for answers at the moment like the rest of us, because, as I say, they had that agreement in place. The PGA of Australia did release a statement via Gavin Kirkman a short time ago to say that the PGA of Australia has continued discussions with the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour overnight and this morning to discuss the details of the agreement to unify professional golf on a global basis. And they simply said these discussions are ongoing as we continue to ensure any new arrangements deliver positive benefits to our tour, all of our members, the entire Australasian golfing community, and those who love the game. So very much a holding statement there from the PGA of Australia, because, Dwayne, I just think people just don't have the answers at the moment.
All right, we'll move on to a bit of footy news, Sammy. We've got a Long Muir and a Long Meyer who spoke today, I understand, and a few others as well. Brett Ratton also had a chat.
He did indeed, and Craig McRae in action a short time ago as well. Obviously, John Long Muir, rather, you played a bit of audio from earlier. Special tribute to a great player in Lance Franklin. Head of game number 350, 36 years of age, one of the all-time greats, and we'll look to go, of course, into outright fourth all-time goal kickers above Doug Wade when Thursday Night Football returns tomorrow night. He did admit, though, didn't he, that they would have liked to manage Buddy a bit more this year. They haven't had the luxury of doing that given the injuries. And just on that front, Dane Rampy will definitely return. That's a massive inclusion for the Swans. Joel Amati is a chance. He said John Long might just depend on whether he could satisfy the conditioning team that he was ready. Stoppage work, contest work, front half game, all the things Sydney need to improve, according to the coach, John Longmire.
And Justin Longmuir also talked about where they're at, didn't he?
Yeah, they're back off the bye, of course, Dwayne, aren't they? Richmond at home on Saturday night. No Hodel, though. Sean Darcy subbed out against Melbourne, got that hamstring strain. So he did suggest, Justin Longmuir, that Jackson will ruck, of course, and Josh Tracy will be the backup. So the way they finished the game against Melbourne, Jager O'Meara needs to be replaced given his suspension. Does sound like Michael Walters will be back from a calf strain, fresh off that two-year extension as well. And winners of their last four now, Dwayne, and Longmuir eager to keep the ball rolling, admitting that the bye they've just handled can be a tricky period to navigate.
We hit the ground running on Monday, so this week will be a normal week, and yeah, we need to make sure that we don't take the foot off the gas and maintain the rage from the last 4 weeks. So that's front of mind for everyone.
Now, also over there today, Dwayne, the Dockers are transitioning, or will transition, to a new president after this AFL season and AFLW season. Dale Alcock completing his tenure on the Fremantle board, and Chris Sutherland, who's been on the board since 2021, will assume the presidency.
North a chance to get a win against the Giants in Hobart?
Absolutely. I mean, the sentiment at North Melbourne at Arden Street today is very much, we're heading in the right direction, but we'd like some reward too. So they have lost Jai Simkin. They've lost veteran midfielder Hugh Green. We're both to concussion, of course. Luke Davies-Uniacke is not there. So I reckon if you were told that at the start of the year, you'd probably think, goodness me, who are they going to roll out there in the middle? And yet we've got this brilliant young trio, haven't we? Phillips, Sheasel, Wardlaw now taking this team by the scruff of its neck. Ben Cunnington a chance to come back in as well, Brett Ratton said. And as you're about to hear from the interim coach, Dwayne, far from satisfied ahead of the GWS game in Hobart this weekend.
What we have seen is some of the work that we've done when Al was here actually start to transfer over. And yeah, sometimes you work on things and they take a week, they take a month, sometimes they take a year. But we've seen some of that work that we tried to implement on the training track start to transfer over. And that's, that was happening. It's just, if I was here, this would be the same. We're getting the benefits of it now. But the reality is we've been competitive and we like the performance, but we haven't won. And that's what we're striving for. It's a professional game. We need to win games of footy. And from our point of view, we like the way we're trending, but we would like the 4 points as well.
Brett Ratton earlier today there, Dwayne, at Arden Street.
Yeah, so Ben Cunnington, 23 possessions, 7 tackles in the VFL. Be interesting to see they bring in a bit of experience. I think Howe had 30 possessions as well in the VFL. But the Giants obviously believe they can win it as well and keep their slim final chance alive.
Very positive, Adam Kingsley, despite that loss at the weekend. A real positive mindset in regards to that Richmond defeat. He pointed to the 70 inside 50s they had, Dwayne, and the style of play that they incorporated as well. The focus now, of course, on entry and finishing. Josh Kelly still a fortnight away with a hamstring. Callum Ward being great in there. Sam Taylor, perhaps a week or two off. Isaac coming the same. Brent Daniels, touch and go, Adam Kingsley said, for next week with a minor hamstring. And regarding North Melbourne, their opponents for this weekend, this is what Adam Kingsley had to say.
Yeah, certainly have. They're really competitive. They've got a lot of talent. They're a little more experienced than you think. So, they know how to play. They're calm under those, tight situations, even though the results haven't gone their way. They probably lost 2 games by less than a kick. Should have probably won both. One was, a real bizarre moment with that interchange. So it's going to be, a highly competitive game this weekend. There's no doubt about that. They're playing down in Tassie in front of their home crowd. Big game. We've got to be playing our best footy to compete with those guys. There's no doubt about that.
And they haven't been a bad travelling team either, Dwayne, the Giants. So that should be a good contest, that one on the weekend.
Great stuff, Sammy. Anything else to leave us with before you go?
Just a little pinch of injury news at the Blues. Of course, we'll play Essendon in a blockbuster. I think both clubs would like to develop the King's birthday eve game at the G Sunday night. George Hewitt, another week out, concussion protocols for him. He won't play. Mark Pitnett and young Jack Silvani, a test.
And if you got your Spurs memorabilia, see that cup that we put up on the Dwayne's on Twitter? I've had that cup for 20 years, that Spurs cup, so I'm already on the bandwagon.
I reckon that looked vintage, that mug, Dwayne. Magnificent by you.
Last time they had any success. Yeah. Sammy Edmund joining us for a McCafe coffee catch-up. McCafe celebrating 30 years of coffee that is well and truly fit for an Aussie. Yes, that photo is up on the Dwayne's World Twitter feed, as is the poll. Who are you taking schoolyard style, knowing how their careers have turned out? Over 900 votes on the poll so far. Lance Franklin, 46%, Dustin Martin, 34%, and Scott Pendlebury, 20%.